This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. RTD's light rail slowdown will likely continue for the foreseeable future. New track inspections are turning up more problems. Crews have found small sections of damaged track that led officials to slow trains on the E and H lines. RTD board member Jamie Lewis says those train lines are now effectively unusable.
Trains that run 10 miles per hour is not considered transportation, in my opinion. My wheelchair operates at 7 miles per hour, to put that in perspective.
Officials say repairs will be made as soon as possible, but they would not commit to a deadline. A new program in Denver aims to prepare asylum seekers for the American workforce. CPR's Paolo Giansetta reports.
Arrivals of new immigrants to the city have slowed, allowing Denver's Human Services Division to focus on long-term housing, workforce training, and food assistance. Part of that new strategy is Work Ready Denver. About 350 asylum seekers will attend English and industry-specific classes over the next 6 months. The city expects 70% of those in the program will end up employed full-time, earning at least $20 an hour. I'm Paolo Chalceda, CPR News.
Colorado Springs Juneteenth events begin today. The three-day festival is free and includes music, a health fair, educational workshops, and food trucks. It's at America the Beautiful Park in downtown Colorado Springs. In Aurora, the city is temporarily allowing residents to buy and set off certain types of fireworks. That's as the city is lifting its Stage 1 fire restrictions through the 4th of July. The state bans fireworks that leave the ground or explode, including rockets, Roman candles, and cherry bombs. This is CPR News.